Yosef, Rebbe Adoni, want to talk to Yosef HaTzadik. He has what to tell him. And Chazal tell us comes to Yosef and he tells him the whole story of how this is the last son, you can't keep him, it's dangerous for our father. So die from this. Yehuda for a long conversation with Yosef. Trying to convince him that he should not take the Yoma as a captive. And then comes one of the most exciting, you call it in a certain manner, exciting moments in the history of the world. One of the most wildest moments, perhaps, and as we'll see in the Medrash, Yosef reveals himself to his brother and he says, "Ani Yosef." I am Yosef. Va'oid Avichai. Is my father still alive? I am Yosef. Is my father still alive? What's going on over here, Rav is very, very perplexing. The Pasuk says it right after that, Lo Yochul Al Ochid Lanois Oisoi, the brothers cannot answer. They were astounded. That's a very simple word. They went out of their minds, but even more of what the Medrash tells us, they stopped to exist. Their hearts stopped. Their neshamas flew out of them. And they ceased to exist. All of the brothers ceased to exist when Yosef revealed himself to the brothers. Ani Yosef! They ceased to exist and the Shomas went out from them. Goodbye, brothers. Because Baruch Hu was Mechaya, Mesim, all of them again, they started to live again. The Boisai, as I say, the Shmuz, the Boisai, I still have the question which bothers me over and over again, and that's why I said the Shmuz a few times. But every time I say it, especially now that I was able to learn the Medrash a little bit over here on Sugya, it's even more and more perplexing. It's so difficult to understand. It's mind-boggling, Rabbi. But it's such a powerful Yisori, Rabbi. Mind-boggling what's going on over here, Rabbi. You ever play the game Boggle? This is mind-boggling. What is going on here, Rabbi? What in the world is going on here? Besides the obvious question, what's he asking? Ha'oid Avichai. Ani Yosef Oid Avichai. What are you asking Oid Avichai for? They told you already. They went back. They went back to their brother. They went back to their father. They spoke to him. They came down again with Binyamin. What's the question, Ha'oid Avichai? Is my father still alive? They didn't go back in between. What kind of question, father, is still alive? Or even a bigger question, Boisai, which bothers me over and over again, Boisai. This is one of the most shverish to parishes to understand in what's going on over here. Yosef, the brothers take him, they tear off his baguette, they send him, sell him to the Mitzrayim, the Midyanim sell him to the He sold a few times. He goes down to Mitzrayim. He's down in Mitzrayim. And the brothers come down to Mitzrayim. They come down to Mitzrayim. They see a man standing there in front of them. He has a beard. Okay. Very nice beard. Thanks to Moshe Erber. His beard is very straight. Beautiful beard. Nice haircut. He's standing in front of them. And they're his brothers. And they come down to him a few times. They can't figure it out. What was I saying? They can't figure it out that that's Yosef. They see him when they come down. The first question is, first of all, he looks a little bit, no? A little bit different from the Egyptian. He didn't look like an Egyptian, Rabbi Isaac. The Egyptians are dark, Rabbi Isaac. Dark colored. Yosef did not look like an Egyptian. First question. So you say he had a chasima zokei. He had a beard. He had a beard. He left without a beard. Very simple, Rabbi. What kind of questions are those? He left without a beard, and now he had a beard. Everything answered. Chazal say, Yosef was me'ein shufre to Yaakov. Yosef looked like Yaakov Avinu. I want to ask a question here that I think, I don't know if everybody will be able to answer. It's a very, very difficult question. I'm quite bored that most people here won't be able to answer. Yaakov Avinu had a beard or didn't have a beard? What would you try to say? Would you go around the room with the microphone over here and try to make it try to figure out, go through the votes over here, go through the ballots. If you would think, did Yaakov Avinu have a beard or didn't have a beard, Rabbi Yisrael? Yaakov had it. I don't know, maybe from the new generation. But L'chor Yaakov Avinu had a beard, Rabbi Yisrael. So I'm asking you a question. If Yosef looked like his father Yaakov, did he look more like his father Yaakov with the beard or without the beard? One second, when he left them, he didn't have a beard. And now he has a beard. Oh, that answers everything. He doesn't have a beard. Oh, now for sure they can't recognize him. We had to know what's going on here, Rabbi Yisrael. But even more so, Rabbi Yisrael. Yosef calls them for supper. It's time to eat dinner. Ding, ding, ding. He rings the bell and he calls the waiter in. And he tells him, he has a cup, of course, his sorcerer cup. Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yudas, Ahos, Vulan. Sit here. You're all from the same mother. Don, Naphtali, sit here. He's telling everything, right? And who's and sit together? You're from the same mother, you're from the same father. He's tapping on that cup. Naphtali, you sit with him. Oh, Binyamin, you don't have a mother, and I don't have a mother. Okay, we sit next to me. He's telling, Chazal tells, he told him about what their cradles look like. How their cribs look. They told him everything about you, Reuben, you used to drink from a little bottle that said Mickey on it. And you said Minnie on it. And you used to like that little toy, that little rattle you liked. And Yehuda, I remember what you had liked. You liked Brian's ice cream. Peppermint flavor. And you, Yehuda, I remember you enjoyed it. He's going through everything going on. Wow, that cup must be special. Now that's where they stole the cup from. Back and forth, Rabbi Isaac. The fellow is off. Another question I have for the Oilam. Yosef puts the money. This is a very thing which just, it goes through the parasha last week, basically. But Yosef puts the money back into their knapsacks. All the time, he keeps putting the money back into their knapsacks. What was that? It's very nice parasha, interesting parasha. What was going on over there? Why was Yosef putting the money into their knapsacks. What's he doing that? They came down, they bought the food, they gave him money, they come back, opens up his knapsack, there's money in it again. Why is there money here? Oh, must have you made a mistake. And they everybody has the money in the knapsack. What was the deal? Was Yosef playing a game over here? They give the money, here's the money for the food, okay. 2 minutes later, he opens up knapsack, found the money. Now I'm going to get on to matzav. What's nice? $500,000 found in my knapsack. Get on to what's nice. What's the issue? You have to put the money back in the knapsack. You have the money, but put it back in the knapsack. Secondly, what does Joseph do with this such an interesting way? He puts the gevia into the knapsack of the yeoman, and that's the way he kept captain. He could have just said, listen, I don't like how you guys look. You're miraglin. He puts the thing into the gevia into Binyamin's thing, and it's stolen, and the Maisa, he brings it back. You all go back. What's the whole inyan of Maisa? Sixteenth kasha. I don't know where we're holding already. The Maisa, I have a different kasha. I forgot to ask this kasha. The kasha is a Maisa. Tell the kasha. So, okay, you know what? They didn't recognize Yosef. He had the beard. Okay, with the beard, he masqueraded with the beard. He has a beard now. Again, with the beard. Okay, maybe we can have, but maybe we could say a teretz. You know what? The teretz is very posh. They weren't looking for Yosef. They gave up on him. They thought he was dead. Chazal tell us in last week's parsha, Bnei Yaakov Asara. They went down Asara. Why were they called Bnei Yaakov Asara? It's a parsha. They were all going. Ache Yosef, it says, Vayeh Ache Yosef Asara. They went to Ache Yosef Asara. Why were they called Ache Yosef Asara? So the pasuk says they went to Asara Ache Yosef. They were going all down to look for Yosef. Unbelievable. The kash is getting even more strong now. They're all looking for Yosef. Vayeh Ache Yosef. The pasuk says, not only they went down for food. You know what? They went down to Mitzrayim. They're looking for Yosef. They felt guilty. They said, we want to find Yosef. We see my father. He's inside. We want to find Yosef. We're going down. We're going to tear apart every nook and cranny. We're going to find Yosef. And there, before their eyes, is standing Yosef. I want to tell you a medrash, an unbelievable medrash. The medrash says in this week's parasha that when Yosef revealed himself to the brothers, you know what he did? Everybody says, unbelievable medrash. He started telling about all the things, but then things were getting very heated. Yehuda was getting very excited. He was tearing apart. Omelam Yosef. Omelam Yosef. Lo yikach amash echov shal zem meis. Didn't you say the brother of this guy is around? The brother of this guy is around? You said the brother of this guy is dead? He's not dead. The brother of Binyamin is not dead. So Yosef says to him, I bought him for a slave. I bought this guy, your brother. Yosef was talking to the brother. Your brother? I know. The brother of Binyamin? He's dead. Not alive. He's alive. He's alive. He's alive. Where is he? He's alive. He's my slave. I bought him for a slave. Not only that, I'm going to call him now. He's going to come out. Yisrael Koyre. Yosef and Yaakov Boyetzli. Come out. Yosef and Yaakov Boyetzli. Yudiva and Mechecha. Shemachrucha. Vayenoisim Einayim Ba'ar B'pinos. They start looking all around the room. Where is he coming? They're excited. He's coming out. Finally. Omele Yosef, Lama Hashem Mistakel and Kamekam, Ani Yosef. Where are you looking? He's right in front of your face. This is it. Here I am with the beard. See me now? No beard. Ani Yosef. The boy said, "Why is Yosef going around I sold and doing such a funny way to Megal himself. Call Yosef. I'll call my slave. The kashas, we could go on and ask another 100 kashas of Boisai. The kashas are endless in the sugya of Boisai. How could it be that the brothers did not realize that was Yosef? So he said, okay, maybe they had a suffix at least, but they weren't sure. He started saying, Yosef's coming out. So maybe you think it's him. But more than that, when he said, Ani Yosef, they were so amazed that the mamish neshama went out for them. They couldn't believe it. How could it be? It's not possible. Have a suffix at least. Okay, you're right, he has a beard. It has to be a suffix. Kashas are unbelievable, but I think Rabbi Yisrael, the Terence has to be, which again is still shver, but the Terence has to be a big Yisrael. Rabbi Yisrael, it's the Greek in the few Diyukim that we have. On that pasuk, by Yered Acha Yosef Asor, Lishbar ben Mitzvah, 10 brothers went down. You have to see what Rashi says. Rashi says, all the brothers got together and said, it's enough, my father's in too much pain. We gotta bring back my brother. We gotta look for Yosef. We made a mistake. They went down. Lishbar bar mitzvah. V'loy kosa b'yakot. Melamei, says Rashi. Shoyim mischartim b'mechirosoi. They started to feel regret for the sale. V'noslu libom lihznag imoy ba'achbo. They wanted to now be brothers again with Yosef. They went to look for him. Where's Yosef? Rashi adds 3 more words, which I think are the yisoid of the Teretz of Boisai. V'liftoisoi b'chol momon sheyifseku aleihem. And to redeem him for all the money that might be asked from them. Got the answer, boys? We could end here. My. You got the answer, boys? Rashi's saying it's the oimek here. You know why? Do you know why they didn't really recognize that Yosef? If I say, there's Odova Otsum in this Rashi. Rashi Megal the Vart. And I think this was the remnant that Yosef was saying. I bought him. He's coming out. Rashi's selling us a big Yisoid. You know why? The brothers didn't find Yosef? Because they weren't looking for Yosef HaMelech. They weren't looking for Yosef HaManik, the leader. They were looking for Yosef the slave. In their minds, in their hearts, in their psyche, in their deep understanding, there could be only one Yosef right now. Yosef the slave, Yosef the one who has been sold. He would deserve slavery for what he did to us. He deserved to be sold. He deserved to be in slavery. That's the only Yosef that we're looking for. We're not looking for Yosef HaMelech. It can't be. Why can't it be? This was the whole machloikas between the brothers and Yosef. He was telling them, the dreams, Rabbi said. Remember the dreams, the Shemesh and the Yoreach. And they're going to bow to him. He's going to be the leader. And they were laughing at him. Yosef, you're not the leader. Yehuda's the leader. Yosef with the 10, the stalks. You're going to bow to the stalks. Yosef again told them, I'm going to be the leader. And they denied it in mouth, in mind, and in heart. They totally denied it. They believed 100% he's a roidef. He can't be the leader of us. They sold him to slavery. The only thing he could be is Yosef HaEved. So therefore, Boisai, even though the truth was staring him in the face, in their faces, they could not see the truth. For their mind and their hearts had blinded them totally to the real reality of things. Because when a person has a strong negiah, and a person has a very, very strong machshava, and understanding of how he thinks it's supposed to be, that understanding, that belief, can pervert a person's vision to see truth as untruth, to see truth as falsity, to total pervert the truth and make a person see something that's not, or better, see something that's not, that is. And they therefore understood with their belief that there is no such thing as Yosef HaMelech, Yosef HaManik. As if when they come in front of this ruler, he looks like Yosef, he speaks like Yosef, he's telling us about our cribs, our cradles, our baby carriages. He's telling us what baby food we liked, applesauce or carrots and peas. He's telling us what diapers we wore. Huggies. He's telling us everything that happened. You had stitches over your left eye. You had something with your ear. He's telling us everything about us. He knows everything about us. We don't think it's the cup. It's the cup. We're not going to think it was our cup. We think it's the cup. It must be that cup. And therefore, Yosef implanted in them, and he was trying the whole time to get them to be Moida ala Emes. I believe he put the money back in his knapsack. It was a weird that you don't have to pay money. You're my brothers. But if you have time to think about it, if you have a few minutes to think about it really, in reality, who I am, you'll realize it. That's why I put the money back. He was trying to lay hints. He was trying to prove them. That's what he's telling them every time. Why is he giving it away? He's telling you are this and you are that. What's he doing, Yosef? He's trying to get them to be Moida. Admit the truth. One thing is making the mistake of not seeing the truth. But when you're finally able to see it and getting hints, admit to your truth. Admit. Ani Yosef. Ha'oid Ovichai. Is my father still alive? Is that the truth? That's what he was asking. Is my father still alive? Just like you perverted that I was dead, I'm a slave, so too you perverted that my father's alive. He's not living. He's not living without me. I'm the completion of the Shmatim. He's not living without me. The same mistake you made, and Yosef, is the same mistake. Ha'oid of Yichai, is my father still alive? And the truth is, the pasuk says, Vayechi Yaakov Avir, only later when he knew Yosef was alive, he wasn't living for that. And this is a powerful thought. The Medrash says, Oilon Miyom Adin, Oilon Miyom Atachocho, Kodesh Boros in the comments say, Ani Hashem. And then all the falsities and all the beliefs and all the untruths has become so clear that we're making a mistake. And then we are going to be then. What regret are we going to have, Rabbi Yisrael, when we saw the truth staring us in our faces? And we continued on the way believing that same stupidity, Rabbi Yisrael, the same falsity, that there was going to be happiness out there by doing things that are not proper. To find happiness there, Rabbi Yisrael. We're going to find the happiness there. We keep telling ourselves that there is happiness there, and the world tells us there's happiness there, and we tend to believe it, but a lot of times we get those hints of Ani Yosef, of the real truth, blind us in our eyes. But we carry on with the same mistakes, Rabbi Yisrael. You know what's worse than making a mistake one time, Rabbi Yisrael? Making it a second time, the third time. Keep going back to the same garbage in French. Because somehow in our minds, we believe it's true. Oh, that's going to give me a good time. And then there he is again. The same empty feeling again and again, this emptiness. Oh, maybe it looks so In my mind, I portrayed it to be the true Emmy's happiness. Emptiness again. So many things in our life are beliefs that we had from wherever, where we got them from. Whatever, we read some stupid article by some stupid person. Somehow he made up some type of stupidity and we started to believe it. And it's total falsification of the truth. And a person's life is built, he runs his whole life, the whole Shitas HaChayim, the whole livelihood, the way of life was built on this foundation of Sheker. It's Sheker. And of course, Bo is Megalith through different ways that it's so Sheker, there's no Malkum, there's no Maimit for it, there's no Raglayim. But we're steadfast in our ways to continue. It's like the brothers. Let's go weiter. Yosef's a slave. He's the mistaken one. We didn't make any mistake. Do we have to wait for Ani Hashem, Rabbi Yisrael? Baruch Hashem, he came to Yeshiva, Rabbi Yisrael. Baruch Hashem, he came to a place, any place Yeshiva is that way, a place where you're learning about truths. Torah is Torah's Emes. Rabbi Yerucham once got up in the shul of Beis Medrash and said, he lifted up, is there any spook in the entire universe that every single word is truth? Torah's Emes. You're learning the Emes, Rabbi Yisrael. The purpose of learning the Emes is that our minds should become dry cleaned. Not brainwashed, Mendel Weinbach, that's all said. He should dry clean the brain for the brainwashing, for the sheker of the world has put into us. Pursuit of happiness. What is it? Making money. Pursuit of happiness. Everybody knows what I said. The more money you have, the more money you want. Tithes. All that world, the world has portrayed it in our eyes. Happiness. He has happiness. He just won the lottery. He can buy whatever he wants. Let's go to the study books. Most of these people who won the lottery have won millions of dollars. The Chodesh should be the happiest of men. Rove of them have committed suicide. They were so happy. I once read a Goyish paper, of Schoenberg used to read, I think it was a Reader's Digest. And he read an article about the rate of suicide in the world. The rate of suicide. Where is the most highest rate of suicide? Is it in the African jungles where they have nothing to eat? They eat grass? Not small, they eat grass. Is it in the middle class? In the middle class oilam? Maybe it's by them, the hard-working people, but the hard work, they suffer from it. Maybe it's by some other class, yes. That maybe. The highest rate of suicide was found in two places. Hollywood, California. In Hollywood, California. The highest rate. Suicide. Come on, Rabbi. You got some Jewish Haredi newspaper. Give me the real goods. Goyish Report. Goyish News Report. The highest rate of suicide. What are they going to do in the afterlife? Actors. These are actors of Boyside. They're making seven figures. They're on the high, they're on the Forbes. They got cars and other things in the cars, the other seats. Many of them. Bananas. They got plenty of bananas. So why are they happy? What are they committing suicide for? This is what we're all lived for. This is happiness. Come on. 17 cars, fuck off! and suicide pills in the medicine chest! What's he committing suicide for? Come on, man! You got it all! What are you doing with that revolver? Playing Russian roulette with your brain! Actor blows brains! Actor blows his brains out in the bathroom! Blood found on $1 million chandelier in the toilet! Blood-stained chandeliers! A brain lobe found on his golden shower! We don't want to found sand was found in the toilet itself! The whole brain! Special divers went to plug it out! They're selling it on eBay! Actor's brain! $2 bill! Happiness! Come on! Bloodstained chandeliers! But that's okay. Next door, he didn't kill himself, he killed his wife! Okay. She found him with, you know, some other banana! That's life, Roberta. That's life. Happiness. We're laughing. Have my soul running. We live for this! This is our life! I live a happy life. That world is a world that's only to bring down to the depths of H-E-L-L. Nothing comes in that world. Emptiness. Total emptiness. So what are we pursuing? What are we living for? But we can see the MS. We have to learn that in our brains and our hearts we want the truth, that we're ready to give up on these so-called fantasies and sheeters and things that we came with, that we were brainwashed totally by the movies, by the advertisements, by the commercials. We were brainwashed that this is life. This is what we have to conscious focus on. We don't want to come to the next world and Hashem says, Ani Hashem. I realize that our whole life was a regret. The Gemara says, Mishnah says, Soif Kinen. Talmidei Chachamim calls man Shemazkinen Daiton Mishashavis. Talmidei Chachamim, as they get older, they're more and more settled in this life. They look back at their lives. Wow, what a nice life. What a life to live, Rabbi Sai. What an enjoyment. What a good life. And now, as their time has settled down, they have no regret. They live a life of happiness. They live out, Rabbi Sai. The end of their years. Till the day, dying day, they live in happiness and simcha zachayim. Of amaratzim, people who don't have Torah. Because man shemaskir, as they get older, all the taivas that they had, it gets lower and lower. They can't, this thing doesn't work, their back, the arthritis, and the phlebitis, and mammitis, and who knows, gigitis. And they have every single part of the body hurts. You know, these old people in Florida, you know, Florida, here they are. And they look back on their life, what they do with their lives. They have 16 cars and houses. You don't take it with you. You don't take anything with you. What are they doing now? Sitting there, twiddling their thumbs, sitting there and looking down on their life and regret. They're scratching themselves. What do they do with their lives? What they accomplish? I'm Yosef. Ani Hashem, says Medrash. That's when Hashem's Megal himself, all the falsities, everything will go up. Kula Ka'oshim Techla, everything will go up in smoke. This is the Limud of Boisai. This is what we have to learn from the brothers of Boisai. We have to realize that we can make a mistake, but we have to realize that we have to correct our mistakes. We have to look for the truth and follow the truth. And then your voice side ask the money back guarantee. Money back guarantee, your voice side. You look around the base managers. Boys now the polytasting turn, they're learning the sectors. I never saw happiness in them. I see happiness on their faces. They came to Yeshiva, they didn't see smiles on their face. Because they were living a world of fair fake. There was no reality. They're finally getting in touch with reality. And it's good, boys. It's good. It's not only good, it's unbelievable. Somebody came to the Baron Lake Steinman ending with a story I just read. Everybody said they had a story, a safer just came with stories about different good. Someone came to the Baron Lake Steinman and said, he had a kashi, he said about him, it seems to be a true story, his mom is a recent story. He said to Baron Leib Steinman, I don't understand. Baron Leib, you know what steak is? Steak? I don't know what steak is. Yeah. You want to taste some steak? I'll bring you some steak. I'll bring you a nice fancy steak. I don't eat steak, he said. Baron Leib says back to this bar, I don't eat steak. I don't enjoy steak. I don't taste it. I don't want to taste steak. I have no interest in steak. And don't bring me steak if I'm not interested in steak. But you have to realize it tastes so good. It's juicy. And you start to describe it. I'm not interested in steak. You should tell me it's juicy. It's this. I'm not interested in steak. So the Bacha said, okay, if that's true, because you never taste it, you don't enjoy it, you never know what the good things about steak, you don't want it. I know people are telling me, yes, right back, people are telling me, everybody tells Mark learning is geschmack, it's interest, geschmack, it's for that, geschmack, geschmack. Say that. But I don't taste the geschmack. So if I don't taste the geschmack, so just like you don't see any geschmack in steak, so if you don't want to do steak. So why people tell me to learn Torah more? I don't have a geschmack for me. Good question, no? So Baron Leib said, Gavalda Gavar. He said, I understand the question. But he said, let me ask you a question. Let's say a guy tasted steak, and he didn't enjoy the steak. And then you realize that he looked in his mouth, and he had different type of cuts. He had some type of gum disease. And all of his teeth and this, he had cuts and canker sores in his mouth. And he says to you, I don't like steak. So you say to him, of course you don't like steak. Of course you don't like steak. Your mouth has canker sores in there. You're not going to enjoy steak with a canker sore. You have an ulcer. You can't enjoy your steak. Your ulcer's acting up. Take away the canker sores. Get those sores out of the mouth. You'll guarantee you're going to have a geschmack from Torah. Torah is good on both sides. Furush is sworn. Torah is good and other things are not good. Furush is good. Torah is good. Torah is geschmack. Torah is moedik! The greatest enjoyment in this world! The Samach of Chol HaTov says Yor Chaim. And I'm ending. If a person would taste, would have a chance to really taste the real geschmack of Torah, he would go into, they would have to lock him up in Bellevue. He would go insane. He would go insane. He would go off the charts. He wouldn't be able to stop him. He would just want to not stop insatiable Torah every second. Because Torah has everything that's gone is in Torah. We don't feel it. We got sores. Not sores. Sores. What are our sores of our sides? It's a sore area to talk about. We got things in our socks and maybe in our underwear and sometimes in the Rashid's office if he's taking it away. We got things that we're looking at, things that we're going to, music that we're listening to, and that Rabbi Isai puts sores all over our bodies. You want to really taste it, Rabbi Isai. You want to feel it. You want to get a geschmack. Money back guarantee, Rabbi Isai. Money back guarantee. You learn Torah, you finish a Masechta, you'll have a Simchas Achan that you never had before, but that has had this from Bachrim, you never learned before. Money back guarantees. But you have to get rid of the source. You gotta get rid of the Sheker. Sheker and MS can't go together. You gotta work on getting that out of your lives, putting more light into your lives, and you'll be the happiest, most gratified, most sustained, most satiated person in this world. The Samachta B'chol HaTorah, this is not my verta, it's the verta of Chaim HaKadosh, it's the verta of hundreds of thousands of Bnei Torah B'Yisrael. This is something that we have to learn right now. We're heading at the midpoint, not the midpoint, Aser B'Tavis is Sunday, two months exactly from Aser B'Tavis is Asara Bir, the famous day called Asara Bir, Adar. Why is it famous? Because it's 4 days before Purim. And Allah, everything we know that Rosh Hashanah 4 days before you get prepared. Here, well, here's about 2.5 weeks before. But anyway, you get, I'm just saying, the days, but it's Asara 2 months from now, it's Asara, but the other 4 days from Purim, guys will leave me after Purim, 2 months left of my side. You can have the greatest gift! Come to the base! Stay in the base! Hang around your Rebbeim. Look for the truth. Throw away the garbage. Get in touch with yourself and reality. Speak to your Rebbeim. Find life. Find happiness. Guarantee your voice out. You'll be zeichu v'ez Hashem to make yourselves happy. Make your parents happy. Make the Ribbono Shel Olam happy. And through that happiness that we'll all have, the true happiness, to see the coming of Mashiach, to gain it, to gain it, to gain it.